What is up? This is Zach Lauffer coming to you live on RMU Radio. Now, today we have a special feature for you today. We are going to be going down over the freshman orientation Thursday through Sunday. We got a list of events and we're going to bring them to you live in the studio. With me in studio today is a special guest. We have Jake Gallagher. Jake, what do we got going on the first day of move-in?
On the first day at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., we have move-in for first-year and transfer resident students. Later on in the day, get started academic engaged learning transcript, and that is for all first-year commuter students.
Commuter students, what building have we got those in?
For the move-in, it's at the Sewell Center, third floor. For the academic engagement, it is at the Hale Center, room 301.
Okay, it sounds like fun. I'm not going to go because I'm not a commuter, but hey, that's not my decision. What do we got going on later?
At 5 o'clock, there's a new student dinner at 5 o'clock at the PNC Colonial Cafe.
All right.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun to me. What's going on?
It's dinner. Imagine food.
Okay. What do we got going on after that?
First year resident hall meetings at all your individual residence halls.
So that is required. You have to be there with in the main room.
Right? I believe so. And that starts at 7 to 7, goes till 8.
7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They'll probably run down the list of rules, how often you can have people in your dorm, when you have to check in, things like that.
Then fun at 10:30 to midnight is a bonfire at the fire pit.
That sounds like fun. I think I might go to that one. That sounds like a good time. Get to meet all the new freshmen incoming.
Make some friends before classes start.
Yeah. All right. What is that? Is that the last one for Thursday?
That's all for Thursday.
Okay. What's going on Friday?
We have the academic engagement thing again, but for resident students. And that goes from 10 to 11:45 at Massey Hall Theater.
All right, so is that specific number of students at one time, or what do we got?
I guess it's anyone that wants to be involved in that. Just go ahead and go to Massey Hall Theater.
Okay, what's after that?
Make your most of your RMU experience at the Sewell Center at the International Suite. Not sure where that is. Probably should learn.
That comes with the territory. We'll get it sooner or later. What about the academic sessions that are for individual students?
I know nothing about that. So,
what time are they on the Friday?
On Friday, the academic sessions are at 10 to 10:45, from 11 to 11:45, and from 1 to 1:45. All at Massey Hall Theater on Friday, August 22nd.
And I believe the first time slot goes for students with the last names A through H.
Yeah, the first time slot's A through H. Second is I through R. And then last is S through Z.
Okay, sounds good. What's after that?
7 to 10 is the Island Adventure. It's bowling at Paradise, Paradise Lanes and activities at the Island Sports Center.
Okay, and funny story about that. It took, we had to go through the center of Coriopolis to get to that Island Sports Center. That was a fun drive, let me tell you. Got to go across a bridge. That's actually on an island, fun fact. That is actually, the Island Sports Center is on an island.
Island Sports Center is where all the hockey games are played. There's indoor driving range. There's even mini golf, so it's a fun time, even if there's nothing scheduled there.
Mini golf is free for all RMU students. Just present your Freedom Card, and they'll let you play around for free.
And then from 10:30 to midnight is Late Night Dodgeball.
Late Night Dodgeball? How long does that go till?
Till midnight.
Till midnight? Oh, man. Actually, Vince told me a funny story about people just get hit left and right. It's really funny when you're just standing there. People get hit left and right on the dodgeball court. So I'll be looking for that.
Said a lot of upperclassmen go there to show the freshmen a thing or two.
Oh, I can imagine. Is that the last? So what's
that's all for Friday.
What's up for Saturday?
Starting at 8:15 is community service projects hosted by the student civic engagement.
Okay, that sounds boring. Well, we're going to go do it anyway, I guess.
Because you're required.
Because we're required.
Graduated, or to graduate. And that departs from the Nicholson Center lot at 8:15 a.m.
Okay.
Maybe a little too early.
What's next?
At 4:30 to 5:30, if you have any special talent in the performing arts nature, all singers, dancers, actors, and techies are welcome at the Center for Student Success at, or I lied, it's at the Massey Hall Theater, and I guess that's just to go and sign up for the Glee Club.
Hey, well, there's nothing wrong with the Glee Club.
Made a good show off of stuff like that.
All right, what's going on next?
6 o'clock. There's a kickball game.
Okay, is that for everyone? Or is that just for freshmen?
Guess it's for everyone. It doesn't no specifics.
Okay,
and that's at the Nicholson Center front lawn. So
Nicholson Center front lawn. All right.
And then at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the outdoor movie. They'll be seeing A Million Ways to Die in the West.
That, you know, I wanted to see that movie. That sounded, it got good reviews, I'm pretty sure, because Seth MacFarlane starred in it. And, you know, he's more of a Family Guy, so he's animation more of an actor. Yeah. But I heard it was pretty good.
I never saw it either. I saw a trailer for it. It looked funny.
I might see it. I might go. Yeah.
9 p.m., August 23rd, Nicholson Center front lawn.
All right.
Also, if there is rain on that day, go to the Gus Krop Gym at the John Jay Center.
Okay. What about, what's next, Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday, August 24th. This is the final day for freshman activities.
Okay.
Before classes start, and it starts with a 5K run/walk.
5K.
A 5K.
Any specifics on that?
Wear your high school gear.
Wear your high school gear. BP proud, Bethel Park.
I'm Wando High School, South Carolina. and that's departs from the Nicholson Center front lawn.
That's on campus.
Yeah.
That's on
campus. Yeah.
Okay.
Then right after that is a beach bash.
Beach bash.
And I gotta tell you, I'm coming from Charleston, South Carolina. I haven't seen too many beaches, so that should be pretty fun.
Hey, well, I think we can all hope that it's a nice day outside on Sunday then.
Hopefully it won't rain.
Yeah.
Apparently at 11 a.m. to 1:30 is a shopping shuttle to Robinson Town Center.
Yeah, they actually only go once a week, I'm pretty sure, so you gotta take advantage of that when you can, if you don't have a car.
If you're interested, it departs from the Nicholson Center lot at 11 a.m.
Yep. All right.
At noon, sand volleyball.
Got a lot of like outdoorsy activities going on that day.
Sunday seems to be the outdoor day, so yeah. If you like outdoor activities, head on over to the sand volleyball courts at noon to play some volleyball.
Okay. What else is that?
If you're interested in being part of the Greek culture, I guess that's
Greek life.
Greek 101 at the PNC Colonial Cafe from 3:30 to 4:30.
I'm sure we'll be able to get some free stuff down there. You always get some free stuff as a freshman, so you might want to head down, check out the couple of Greek lives, sign up, maybe pledge or two. It'll be fun. Come down.
Then following up the last event of the day and the week at 8 p.m. is Bobby Mania in the Nicholson Center front lawn.
And we just got a fist pump from our studio assistant manager up here, Kristen. So she's looking forward to that, and so should you.
It's hosted by the class officers, and there's fireworks at 9:30. So.
And also you get a free T-shirt if you get there early. So I would get there pretty early.
Starts at 8, so leave before then, I guess.
All right. Is that it?
That would be the rest of freshman events. Make sure to follow RMU Now on Twitter for program updates.
Thank you for joining this podcast. This has been RMU Radio on RMUradio.com.
Your campus, your voice.